In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, the Comcast company.
Over black, amber light flickers on animated horses as they gallop, kicking up billows of dirt. As the capital letters L and D appear in darkness, a point of light glides around the D's curve. LD Entertainment. Titles appear.
Focus Features
and LD Entertainment present. The creation of the International Space Station, ISS, served as a symbol of United States and Russian collaboration after the Cold War. The ISS is used primarily as a research facility, where the crew makes advancements in medicine, technology, and space exploration. Today, both American astronauts and Russian cosmonauts are living on board the ISS. The Soyuz rocket transports astronauts from Earth to the ISS. Soyuz rocket, present day. A close, jerky view lingers on a young woman's face behind a bubble helmet's clear visor. She opens her eyes, her brow furrowed and her lips quivering. She sits beside a clean-shaven male astronaut inside the cramped transport. The rocket tips back at an angle before the jolting ceases. Cut to black. The woman takes a deep breath and makes a fist. The man eyes her.
You good?
They touch hands.
Yeah.
From all of us down here in Mission Control, welcome to Space Care Foster. Now you're a real astronaut.
Light streaming on her face, Kira turns toward a round porthole and studies one of the station's rotating arrays. Seen above the Earth, the ISS dwarfs the Soyuz, then the rocket couples with the station. A subtitle, contact and capture confirmed. Kira heaves a sigh as she and her comrade eye a round hatch.
The Russians always knock three times. It's their way of telling us it's time to start paying attention.
Though I think it's just a superstition. I mean, our guys just swing the shit open.
Kira glances at a panda bear toy in her fellow astronaut's hand.
Which one? Wait, Ashley, right?
No, Mia.
Oh, babe.
She made the dress.
Aw. Cute.
She's my youngest.
Ashley's not really speaking to me right now. She's at that age where her mother is, my ex is probably telling her that, oh, you know.
Daddy's... Oh, mother of God!
Finally! What took you guys so long?
The round hatch opens. On board the station, a blonde woman and three men greet them.
Welcome!
As Kira's comrade clasps a bearded man's hand, a blonde woman helps Kira aboard. A mustached man embraces Kira. Her cohort faces a scruffy-faced man.
Zero grad.
Now we're better, right? What's your body?
As the six crew members pose, their image appears on a monitor. Another monitor overlaid with Russian text shows them mingling. Seen from space, the Earth's atmosphere provides a swirling backdrop for the orbiting station. On board.
You need food?
Kira joins her female comrade by a wall lined with compartments and equipment.
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Veronica.
Nika.
Nika, 50 days.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, and I'm making all of us celebrate this, along with your arrival, of course.
Of course, that's very nice.
Okay, now, важно, что мы держимся вместе.
The important
Важно, что мы держимся вместе.
Вместе.
Good job. It means the important thing is that we stick together. It's a quote from the famous astronaut Buzz. My training partner over there, Alexei, he and I say it all the time.
Buzz Aldrin.
No, the other Buzz. Right here.
Okay, Russian dad joke.
Добро пожаловать на борт.
Just welcome Veronica aboard.
It's her first day. It's okay.
The mustached man grabs Kira as she drifts.
It takes a minute. Put your feet in the footholds. Isn't that better?
Yeah, thanks.
The blue handles are your friends.
Nika was just helping me get more acclimated.
Really?
Yeah.
He leans closer to Nika. Kira eavesdrops.
Get lost.
Veronica, back to work. Foster, let's get you stowed away.
Okay.
As Kira follows him, Nika watches over her shoulder.
This is you, portside. Your glorified phone booth.
He shows a cramped quarters.
You got your bed, your computer up here's your alarm speaker.
Well, everything I was promised.
Now, look, no one knows what kind of sleeper they'll be till they get up here. I get in the bag. Christian's a floater, literally floats the entire night. My advice to you, start in the bag, go from there. It will suck, but it will get better.
All right. No tube back there. That's pretty much your home away from home. Do whatever you want in your sleep station. Sleep, watch movies. The internet never really works, so it's a pain in the ass when you want to try to video chat with your loved ones.
Kira avoids his gaze.
Want to take a little break? Try to reach them? Try to make contact?
No.
He eyes her with a double take.
Cool.
That low hum you're hearing? That's our life support.
You hear that hum, then everything's right as rain. When you don't hear that hum, that's when you can start to panic.
Yep.
Elsewhere, a sign beneath a fan reads, air recycling and ventilation. They enter a lab module.
Like I said, we share everything up here. So if you want to avoid someone looking for an extra pair of watch glasses and accidentally ruining the months of your research, just
lock it up with this key. Mm. Works on any American lock. You can use Russian cabinets, but you just got to trade keys.
Do you mind if I take a minute and just set up and get my little guys acquainted and put some things away?
Yeah, no problem. You want me to hang out or you want to do it alone?
No, I got it.
Okay. We're happy you're here.
Thank you.
Take your time.
The mustached man floats out of the lab module. Standing before a bank of equipment, Kira opens a drawer labeled Biological Engineer Kira Foster. Next, she slides out a tray. Atop it stands a clear animal enclosure. She opens the door.
Oh, you were taking a nap, weren't you?
I know.
She transfers a mouse from a smaller container to the clear one.
I know. You're doing good.
She presses down on the mouse as it floats.
I know it's weird. There you go.
She takes a second mouse from the small enclosure.
Hello,
Roger. I missed you too.
Dad, look at that. Stay.
The bearded cosmonaut, Alexei, steps over.
Hello, doctor.
Привет.
Hello.
You're all right. There you go. Good job.
Слышу, мы будем
близко. I hear we'll be working closely.
Спасибо. Я добро...
I'm sorry, my Russian is not very good right now.
No, it's good, but it's good. It's good. Better than my American. I'm a doctor.
Pulov.
Da.
No, I read a translation of your thesis on the contagious cancers amongst TASDEFs. I'd actually like to talk to you. Because there's a direct correlation with
I
my...
He gestures to the smaller container. Then Kira sees his labeled drawer beside hers.
Yes. I don't want... impolite.
Oh, we're sharing.
Yes. Thank you.
Horribly embarrassing.
She sets the container down.
I know. Sorry, little man.
We've done many of these.
Mice?
Yes.
Right, I read about the thyroid fabrication. How was that?
Yes, we've done many with mice. They're afraid up here. Nothing to hold on to. Это плохо закончится.
I'm sorry?
It must not end well.
As Alexei types at a computer terminal, Kira closes a small hasp on the enclosure's door. She takes her leave.
It was nice meeting you.
Welcome aboard, Doctor.
He shoots a brief glance in her direction. Turning his attention to the mice's enclosure, he gazes off furtively for a moment. Seen from the adjacent corridor, he squares up to the enclosure and opens the door. He leans forward, studying the trio of floating rodents through narrowed eyes. A black and white feed shows an empty module. Elsewhere, a tilted view of the scruffy-faced man rotates as he walks on a treadmill affixed to a wall. The clean-shaven man, Christian, stands before a laboratory glove box as flames flare.
Not again.
Wow, that's a thing we do here?
Yep.
They didn't tell you I'd be playing with fire up here?
Well, playing with fire was highly discouraged.
Yeah. You've got your mice, and I've got my babies, too, and I miss them very much.
I don't know why they put us in the gym, though.
Well, they put a toilet here as well. You don't hear me complaining, do you? Hey, Kira.
Hi.
He only complains when I kick his ass at chess.
Oh, please. Watch this, Captain Bubbles.
He picks up the pace.
He's showing off.
In a common room, the crew gathers around a table topped with artificial candles. The mustached and scruffy-faced men hang out near a chess set affixed to a wall.
Happy New Year.
What's the move?
Have a guess.
Little shit.
I've always wanted to see Siberia.
I come from the west side of Russia, so we have pine trees. Incredible. You smell it.
See, that's what
for
I want.
Miles away. Yeah, yeah. Your lungs open up.
I missed that. I missed that. I'm going to come visit you. We're going to smell the pines together.
The two men clasp hands.
I love this song.
Oh, is that what I think it is?
I know you are. Listening to the wind of change.
Here we go.
Another summer night. Soldiers passing by. Listening to the wind of change.
Oh, boy. It's cruel.
Why you say cruel, Gordon?
Not the song. The
no,
song
but this song was an end of a bad life. End of a bad era from parents and grandparents.
No, I didn't mean this. The song.
I am not cruel. I just meant what am I doing?
Get away, attention. We don't talk politics around here. Here we're one.
We're evolved species.
It is not politics. When you grow up like we did, you know, right? This song means something.
It means something different to all of us.
Yeah, but it means a lot to me.
Yosha,
yeah, we don't talk about any of it. We stay away from Syria, Israel. I definitely don't talk about my service.
And we sure as hell don't talk about what's going on down there right now.
Alexia, I'm sorry. I was stupid. I was just joking around.
It's a bad joke.
Alexia and Gordon bump fists.
Bad joke.
Hey,
it was stupid.
I wasn't sure before, but now it is exactly the moment to present to you.
The scruffy-faced man produces a bottle of liquor.
You thought I forgot.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You know how long it took me to find this brand for you, Christian? Never say I don't do anything for you.
I'm honored. All right, well, I got y'all here. Santa brought gifts for everybody this time.
Oh. Christian distributes presents. He holds a child's drawing.
From your niece.
Oh, I think she really captured you guys this time.
Look at Mika.
Gordon, look how handsome you are.
Which one?
This one.
The one that says Gordon. Sorry, Foster, I wasn't sure what you'd be into.
A lanyard with a small rocket.
The strap is the same webbing that we use in our tethers. So. I'll get you something better next time.
Couldn't ask for anything.
We do toast.
No way.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
To Kira, new crew members, welcome.
Ura.
There is a trick to open it. Don't do
Kira opens the bottle, then quickly shuts it. Others gulp amber-colored bubbles as they float up.
I forgot.
You
I swear I'm smart. I swear.
Kira swigs from the bottle, then spins in a weightless circle.
I'd like to show Foster the cupola for the first time. Yeah. If anyone's interested in joining us.
You can do it tomorrow. Listen,
watching somebody for the first time seeing the cupola, it never gets old.
It's remarkable. You'll never forget this day.
We don't have a lot to get excited about up here. And besides the YouTube tours, they got nothing on the real thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Cupola! Cupola!
They all float up to the station's cupola. Set within a metal frame, the glass panes afford them a view of Earth, with clouds swirling over baby blue ocean waters. Another angle captures the curve of the rotating planet.
I mean, I've seen pictures, but this is...
You know, there's only about 500 or so people who saw what you're seeing right now, so enjoy.
You forget about everything that happens down there. When you can see the beauty from up here.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Nika and Alexei swap a look.
Oh, it's great. What?
I need you to do it.
Okay, I understood that. What do I not feel?
It's okay, Kira, you're not alone. I've never actually felt it either.
Well, what am I supposed to feel?
It's the overview effect. You look at the Earth and there's no borders.
For some people, it's a spiritual awakening. Like the whole world, like humanity. All connected or together or something. Mm. You choose to do them?
Yeah, and then just
Nika shakes her head and grins.
I feel it.
Kira lingers at the glass, gazing up. The station glides through the vast black cosmos, a flare of light reflecting off one of its arrays. On board, a black and white feed shows a vacant module. In the common room, the table stands empty. In her quarters, Kira unzips a sleeping bag and shrugs it off. She opens the doors to find Christian floating in his sleep station across the way. Leaving the doors ajar, she turns away with an uneasy look, then murmurs to herself. Unnoticed, an upside-down figure floats past. It's Nika, now right side up, as she pokes her head in.
Hey, Kiruchika. The first night is the worst. Here, get back in.
Nika uses bungee cords to stabilize Kira, pressed back first to a wall.
It's better, isn't it?
Kira nods grudgingly.
I think that's what missing up here. Feeling like you are, held.
Спасибо, Вероника.
Ника. На новом месте приснись жених, невесте.
Ника floats off, eyeing Christian across the way. Kira shuts her door. A dimly lit corridor brightens with illumination. In her sleep station, Kira brushes her teeth, then returns the brush to a case. She logs into a laptop affixed to a wall. Sliding her hands from the keys, she lifts her brow. In black and white, Gordon stands before a computer terminal. Kira joins him.
Morning.
Did you sleep?
Okay.
Nice first day, right? Computers are down.
Oh, and I thought Houston was just being nice to me.
Don't get used to it.
Such crap. It just means twice as much work later on.
Oh, is that what it means?
Anything on your side?
Hey, Christian.
Yep.
Do you know that you sleep with your eyes open? Because it's weird.
I told you.
Yeah, I've been told.
Kira checks on her mice.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we today?
She opens the enclosure door. Her smile fades upon seeing several mice floating motionless, covered in wounds.
No.
Oh. She lifts a hand toward the mice.
Why did you do this to each other? I'm so sorry.
She takes a survivor out of the enclosure. As Christian works in his sleep station, she pokes her head in.
Hey, you didn't happen to check in on my mice, did you?
No, why?
I'm already gonna have to euthanize some of them.
Oh, man, that's no good. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
He snags a floating toy puzzle cube. Elsewhere.
Nothing still.
Got anything on your side?
No. Coffee, anyone? I thought we'd enjoy the sunrise together.
Morning.
Morning, Kirchko.
Thanks for the bungees.
Kira propels herself past the others in the corridor and heads for the cupola. As her gaze drifts to the window, her absent expression grows troubled. Through the glass, a view of Earth shows bright lights pulsing against the field of blue and white.
Hey, guys. I think I'm seeing a volcano erupting.
The phenomenon appears as small bright orbs, lending an orange hue to the surrounding region. Kira's comrades join her.
Where did you see it? I think she's looking at the Yucatan Peninsula.
No, it was east of all of that.
Oh, whoa. You all just flashed, right?
More bright lights pulse.
Wait a minute, what's going on down there?
We gotta get out to the cupola. Now, guys!
Okay, let's get out.
Get out! Now!
Foster, let's go.
Get out.
Foster, move!
The scruffy-faced Nikolai escorts Kira away, then slides a hatch shut. Cut to black.
ISS crew requesting information from the ground.
Земля, экипаж МКС.
Standing at separate computer terminals, Nikolai and Gordon wear headsets.
Houston, this is Commander Barrett. Do you read?
I need to talk to my sister. It was nice to sneeze.
I have to know if the kids are okay.
What a surprise. The internet's out, too.
Houston. Hey, did anyone see if one of those flashes was near California?
That's not a helpful line of thinking.
What are you, fucking robot? I just wanted to know if my girls are okay.
Hey, everyone's worried about people down there, okay? Level heads.
ITS reconfirmed.
Houston,
ITS is no visible damage.
Behind Gordon, Nico watches Christian playing with the cube puzzle.
Is it really the time for that?
Can we get a walkabout? Someone check system summary.
Вероник, со звезды начни.
Copy that.
Земля, это экипаж МКС.
Kira takes a look out around porthole. Nika eyes Alexei.
Yes. Yosh! Yosha! Okay?
Alexei nods.
Есть новости? Any news from the United States?
Нет, пока.
Not yet.
Нервничаешь?
You nervous? Looking Alexei in the eye, Nika beckons him closer. He leans toward her. I have a bottle of vodka taped under the SSRMS control console. She shushes him.
Banyo. Got it.
Nika.
Спасибо. Thank you.
P4 and P6 solar array. No visible damage.
Blue lights on Gordon's emergency transmission system blink. A monitor message reads, Gordon Barrett, remain silent. The following information is classified.
Houston, respond?
No. It's just a confirmation tone.
Nikolai half turns over his shoulder, while Alexei keeps his eyes cast down. Christian eyes his Russian counterparts uneasily. Gordon's eyes dart to and fro. Two blue lights shine on the system, labeled receiving transmission. Gordon's hand hovers over the keyboard. Another message pops on screen. An act of war has occurred between the United States and Russian military. Further countries' involvement is being investigated. Gordon takes a furtive glance off, then another at Nikolai. Alexei lifts his palm to his forehead. Nikolai presses a key on his laptop, then hunkers over it. Gordon sees a new message on his monitor. The ISS has been deemed a priority foothold. All U.S. citizens aboard are to abort all orders and experiments. Your new objective is to take control of the ISS. Open-mouthed, Gordon stares incredulously. He shoots another look in Nikolai's direction. The cosmonaut keeps his back turned. Gordon returns his attention to his own monitor. A new line of text appears on screen. By any means necessary. Alexei looks watchfully over his shoulder. His expression shaken, Nikolai grabs his laptop. Gordon replies to the directive with a single word. Why? The lights go off in the module.
That's normal, right?
You gotta be kidding me.
The lights turn back on. Crew members exchange disconcerted looks.
Anything?
Nothing.
Gordon shuts the laptop and takes off his headset.
Got nothing.
Nikolai lingers close to his own laptop monitor. A black and white feed shows the module. Now, Kira confers with Gordon.
So they didn't say anything else?
That's all they said.
No other information.
No why,
at all.
No how.
Take control of things? What does that even mean?
Well, you're definitely not there yet.
Well, it's unlikely that anyone would have been able to breach and cut communications like that.
What?
Christian shoots a look down the corridor.
Just lower your voice, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Kira draws a little closer.
So it's more probable that something's either damaged or we're dealing with the residual effects of an electromagnetic pulse.
We don't know that for sure. We don't know anything.
The pulse from a warhead?
No, high enough altitude. They did. They haven't said anything.
We don't know for sure.
They all look off apprehensively. Then Christian turns back to the others.
Then something like that, that could have overloaded our electronics. And if that's the case, then hopefully communications will be back online in about 24 hours, and then we'll be able to, we'll get some answers.
So for now, we wait.
That's exactly right.
Wait, we figure out what to do with the limited information that we have.
Exactly.
I think we're all thinking the same thing here.
What's that?
If we got orders from our government to take control of things.
Christian's eyes dart to Gordon, who drops his gaze.
Hey, we have a problem.
Nika leans from a doorway. A little later.
Try rebooting it and bringing it back up.
We have no internal propulsion. Everything is dead or damaged.
I see that.
The ISS hasn't used the thrusters in years. So what's the deal if we don't have enough?
We intentionally asked the ground to lower our altitude for a faster rendezvous for more supplies.
Wait, like atmospheric drag low?
So we have probably less than a day. And then we fall.
We're scheduling an immediate resupply, and we'll use the additional boost to lift us again.
For that, it'll help to communicate with the ground. We'll take the Soyuz then.
We'll take the Soyuz? Which of us, Alexei, who's going to take it? Who gets to be in the lifeboat?
Taking the Soyuz without understanding what's going on below, it's a suicide.
I don't hear you suggesting anything.
Отставить!
Брат!
Great.
It's not.
We survived a nuclear blast so that we can fall to death. Сука!
This is Science Officer Kira Foster requesting immediate reboost from the ground. If you receive this message in the next 24 hours, you can still keep us afloat. We're counting on you.
Kira hits a keyboard key.
There you go, Foster.
As soon as the signal's back online, someone down there will receive that message and send help. But for now, we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Christian stays tight-lipped.
You good, man?
No, I'm not. Actually, because I need to reach my girls. Are you good?
No, Christian, I'm not. But I'm trying.
We said we're good, so let's be.
Kira claps a hand to Christian's shoulder.
Any luck with the radio?
Ну, если это то, что мы думаем, то сломана антенна.
Nikolai faces Alexei pointedly.
All I heard was an antenna. Can you say that again in English, please?
This antenna's broken. Needs to be repaired manually.
Christian shakes his head, chuckling to himself. Gordon types on his laptop.
Great.
Now, a black and white feed shows Nika and Kira helping Gordon with his spacesuit.
Glove connection secure.
Copy.
You okay? I seem a little grumpy today. You know, I was reading last night about Siberia. I said it means beautiful land, is that right? Land is beauty. I think that's right. Okay.
I think I can really get into Siberia.
Hands cupped to his cheeks, Nika plants a kiss on his mouth. Back turned, Kira smirks, raising her brow. Then Nika pulls away and leaves.
About time. Well done.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Just getting ready to go out to space.
Christian approaches.
You sure about doing this alone?
Yep.
It's a massive breach of protocol, but if anyone can do it.
Ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Christian fits the helmet over Gordon's head.
How's that?
Beautiful.
Let me ask you something. You don't find it at all odd that none of them are volunteering?
Christian?
Or, you know, frantically staring out the window.
I trust Veronica. I trust all of them.
No preparation. This is a fucking death wish.
Now, as Gordon stands alone in an airlock, a door shuts behind him. Cut to black. Fading up from darkness, a rotating view glides along the station. Gordon emerges from a hatchway in a vertical shaft and grips a railing. His eyes rove the hull of the station stretched before him, taking in the Earth's curve in the distance. On board, Kira keeps her palms pressed together, then puts on a headset. Outside, Gordon fixes his solemn gaze on the fiery orange hue engulfing a large swath of the planet. The view gradually draws closer to his unblinking face.
Gordon? Gordon, do you copy?
Kira, I want you to do me a favor, okay?
Okay.
I want you to keep everyone away from the windows.
He continues to stare at the catastrophe in the far distance.
Okay. Listen to my voice. Stay with my voice.
I want you to look down and give me a suit pressure gauge reading, okay?
I need you to recalibrate.
And report back with a target of 4.3.
Lowering down. It's a little high.
He touches a control near his shoulder.
Coming down. Okay, 4.3.
Okay. Okay. You're free to move forward at will.
Kira shuts her eyes and lifts a hand at the side of her head. Gordon boosts himself out of the hatch and hooks a tethered carabiner to the circular railing, the other end attached to his suit.
Navy one. Tether attached.
Slow and steady.
He reaches down for a grab bar, his other hand braced on the hull. Gripping another grab bar on the curved hull, he carefully swings himself over to the side. A bird's eye view takes in the station hovering above the fiery backdrop of Earth.
Approaching SSRMS. Let's just keep talking, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Gordon eyes a component across the way. Aboard the station, Christian feels his way along a wall lined with equipment near the common room. As Alexei enters the node, he looks over.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Alexei closes the door.
It's,
Yeah, you're feeling it too. It's awful.
Citrate's, too much, CO2.
What's new, huh? We can't fix it now.
And even before, our comfort wasn't their biggest purpose.
Yeah, priority.
What?
Priority instead of purpose.
Priority.
Yeah. Hey, let me know if you need some ibuprofen or anything. That stuff usually works pretty well for me.
Спасибо. Yeah. Спасибо. I am.
Alexei gestures behind him.
Toilet.
You know that word.
Good, good. Gonna be good, Christian.
Yeah.
Alexei enters the bathroom inside the common area and slides the door closed. Christian creeps over to the threshold of a corridor. He peers into the vacant common room. Gazing back with an uncertain look, he returns the way he came. The blurry view sharpens as it lingers on the equipment in the cosmonaut's node. Alexei peeks out from the bathroom. Outside, Gordon inches his way along the hull of the station.
Tell me about Veronica. Gordon, when did you start dating?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what you're gonna go with?
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, fair.
Passing SSRMS.
Okay. But I will just say, your attempts to keep the PDA secret are bordering on ridiculous. And?
Gripping a handhold, he turns around.
Well, I can't say the physics is exactly on your side up here.
Can we talk about something else, please?
Okay, all right.
He smiles to himself.
I didn't know her till I came up here. First week I docked, we had this karaoke night. Zero Gravity and David Bowie. There's nothing better.
What does she do? She woo you with her singing?
No, not at all. I thought my eardrums were gonna explode.
Really?
She was terrible. She knows it too.
On board the station, an upside-down perspective shows Alexei propelling himself along the floor of a corridor. He grips a handhold and pauses, facing a wall. Silhouetted in shadow, he lifts a tool and takes a look down the corridor. He opens a door panel. Now, seen right side up in a close view, he studies a series of wires inside a rectangular compartment. Gripping a horizontal wire between his fingers, he lifts the cutting tool. He hesitates before lowering his hand. The wires blur out, allowing his intense expression to come into clearer focus. Shutting his eyes, he bows his head. Meanwhile, the station glides over the Earth.
Want to talk about you?
Do we have to?
I did see your file, you know. Seemed like a hard left turn from a promising biology track to Marine Corps, which, unlike our friend Christian, is something you haven't brought up.
Well, he's Air Force. That comes with the territory.
Oh. You raced through the space program. Yeah, you and I both do.
That's not easy.
What's your secret?
Gordon holds onto a grab bar.
I spent 7 years researching organ replacement. With my best friend and my fiancé.
Oh, so there is a boyfriend in the picture?
Not a boy.
I'm an idiot.
But that's okay. I'll forgive you.
When I was young, my father died on a waiting list. I made it my goal to find an easier way to manufacture what people needed.
Wow. So I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm good. I mean, our research only worked in theory, and every attempt at practice had failed. Because there was too much weight on the cells.
But up here, you don't have that problem. Nice one.
But what about them? Please tell me this story has a happy ending.
Not for me.
Not for you. What happened?
She cheated.
They found each other one night, and every night after that, it seems.
Honestly, just isn't my strong suit.
Nah, you just been trusting the wrong people.
It's just better to go it alone. It's much easier that way.
I've got my work, and that's enough.
I don't know what to say. Look, if we could get our shit together, it might be good to be stuck with this weird-ass family for a while. We got you, Doc. You'll never get rid of us.
Alexei peers intensely at the wires.
There we go. It's getting a little quiet there for a second, huh?
As he snips a wire with the cutters, his eyes go wide. Elsewhere, Kira touches her headset.
Gordon? Gordon, come in. Gordon, do you read me? Do you have him? Do you have Gordon?
No, what's up?
My comms are dead. He's not responding.
Gordon, do you read?
Just keep trying.
What? What happened?
My comms are out.
Where's Alexei?
Out. There's nothing.
All right, keep at it, okay?
Gordon, do you copy? Do you read me? Gordon, do you read me?
Nika grabs a headset. A black and white feed shows Nikolai. Christian drifts over to the module Alexei was just in, opens the wall panel, and checks inside.
Closing in on the antenna, I can see it from here.
Outside.
Kira. Kira, do you read?
Gordon holds a grab bar with one hand, his tether attached to another handle several feet away.
Foster, do you read? Foster, do you read me?
Below Gordon, a molten glow covers the Earth's surface. Gordon outstretches his arm toward a grab bar to his left, grazing it with fingertips. His arm drops to his side. A tilted perspective shows the tether stretched taut.
Kira, if you could read me, now would be the time for some words of encouragement. Okay.
He unhooks the tether from his suit and magnetically sticks it to the hull.
Okay, you got this.
He pushes himself along the hull, untethered, and grips the next handhold. On board, Nikolai stands before a terminal and reaches for a small control.
Gordon? Gordon, do you read?
Try ours.
Kira takes off her headset and puts on Nika's.
Gordon? Gordon, come in.
A boxy mechanical component moves.
Is someone on the arm? I don't need the arm, Kira, do you copy? I don't need the arm.
Gordon watches as the component tilts toward him. Meanwhile, Christian studies the wires inside the electrical box. He feels the horizontal wire Alexei was considering. It's intact, along with the others. Christian closes the door. Elsewhere, Nikolai monitors a feed of the station's exterior. Gripping the toggle in one hand, he moves a joystick with the other. Outside, Gordon inches closer to a control panel box jutting from the station's hull.
I'm coming up on the antenna, it looks.
He inspects the box, three green lights illuminated on one side. He checks several cable connections. He looks up at the antenna looming over him.
The antenna's fine, Kira. Kira, the antenna's fine. Kira! Kira, do you read? He lied!
Gazing off, he sees the boxy component headed his way. At his station, Nikolai opens his eyes while holding the toggle.
Is someone on the arm? Kira, I don't need the arm right now. Kira, do you read?
A close view lingers on Nikolai's conflicted expression.
Kira, I don't need the fucking arm! Foster, what channel are you on? Foster, do you read?
Struck by the component, Gordon loses his grip on the handhold and drifts away. His body glances off the hull as he tumbles. On board, Nikolai lets go of the controls.
Let me try.
Nika takes back her headset.
Hey! Gordon, you hear me? Gordon, I need you to respond.
Anything? Christian!
No, nothing.
Gordon, you hear me? Gordon, I need you to respond.
Come on. Kira leads her out into a corridor.
Where is he? Where?
They survey the hall from the monitor where Nikolai just stood.
There. That's starboard. It looks like he's moving starboard. Check that portal.
What the hell happened out
Honestly,
there?
Honestly, I've got no idea. He was with me and then he wasn't.
Gordon,
we need a
clearer
visual. Check every window.
Gordon, I can't see him. Can you?
I got nothing port side. Anything, Christian?
Gordon here. Drifts past a porthole.
Hey, I see him. I got him down here.
Come on, Nika.
Christian steps away, and Nika sees Gordon floating.
Gordon. Gordon, please say something. Gordon, please.
Gordon, come in. Anything.
Gordon,
say something.
Talk to his pal.
Gordon, пожалуйста,
Gordon, was he still tethered? Let's find out.
Let's go.
Come on.
The two women leave. Christian tucks his chin to his chest. Now, the women wear spacesuits in the airlock. Arms crossed, Nika watches as Kira hauls in the tether line and holds the empty carabiner at the end. The station hovers over the rotating Earth. In her sleep station, Kira leans against a wall and takes a deep breath.
Kira, please, we have to talk.
She lets Christian in, and they shut the doors.
Look, I have to go out there. I have to get...
No, it's no less than what he would... He's not dead. We don't know that.
I have to go out there, even if there's the smallest chance. Or at least we need to find out what actually happened.
He is dead.
He would do it for us. You know he would.
He is dead, Kieran, and if you leave me here alone with them, I will be too.
In another part of the station, Nika faces her comrades.
Что?
What? What happened? Лёша?
Лёш.
Коля? Николай shakes his head.
Ты не хотела бы этого.
You wouldn't have wanted to know.
Я ничего не понимаю.
I don't understand.
I didn't know. Николай promised.
Перед тем, как мы потеряли связь.
Before the radios failed, we received orders from the ground. There's a war between us and the Americans. We have been told. We have been told to take the ISS at all costs. I replaced it with a dummy wire.
What?
No one will know.
No.
I didn't know what Nikolai was going to do. Tell her.
No, Lyosha.
Tell her. Nikolai.
Under Alexei's gaze, Nikolai averts his eyes and lowers his hand from a monitor.
It was just supposed to cut off their communication. Look at me. You can't have thought. I'm sorry.
I don't want your sorry.
Veronica, they were going to do it to us. We have to assume this.
You're a monster, Nikolai.
Yeah, I'm a monster. I understand why you'd say that. Sorry you don't want to hear that right now. But it's the truth.
Nika,
you're my friend.
He's not dead. He's not dead.
Lyosha,
he's not dead. If his suit held up, then his life support should keep him alive until it fails. Lyosha, please.
Lyosha.
If we don't move quickly, he's going to be drowning out there for the next 8 hours. We need to try. I'm telling the Americans. If you won't help me, they will.
He's gone. There was no one on the tether, was there? He must have undone it himself. We don't have eyes on him anymore, either. Nika, it's over.
There are two other Americans on board, you son of a bitch. Do you intend to murder them, too? Nika turns from Nikolai to Alexei. No one deserves what you did to Gordon. Facing Nikolai, she shakes her head. No one.
Nika.
Alexei watches her leave. Now, Nika is alone, hunched over. Wincing in agony, she clenches her trembling fists. A receding view through the corridor shows her floating upside down. Meanwhile, in Kira's sleep station.
You thought about that?
Well, we know what Gordon was told, right? So that means we have to assume that the Russians got the same orders as us, and they just struck first.
Struck first? Where the hell do you think you are,
Gordon,
right now?
Gordon is gone. I don't know if you have noticed that, but he is fucking gone!
I'm sorry. I just...
Christian rubs his forehead.
We can agree that we're playing a man down here, right? That means that we need to trust each other. I'm all you have, and you're all I have. And I don't know about you, but I want to fucking survive this thing.
But what if it was an accident?
Oh, come on.
Can we at least consider that it...
You trained to be up here too, right? You know
yes,
the safety protocols that are in place?
I do, and I know you sound resigned to believing the worst of them. And I'm not there yet. I'm not saying it was an accident. But you know them better than I do. You've worked with them. Lived with them. Are they really the type of people who would have killed Gordon?
I don't know, but I know that we don't have the time to assume that they wouldn't have.
Okay, so if they got the same orders that we did, and if they actually killed him.
Kira tightens her quivering lips.
What do you suggest we do now?
Well, for starters, I vote that we don't believe a single thing they say.
Yeah.
Nika opens the door, giving Christian a dubious once-over.
I need to talk to you.
To both of us, right?
To Kira.
Kira?
Kira's eyes dart to Christian, then she swings the door open wide. With his gaze locked on Nika, Christian brushes past the two women, then heads off. Nika lingers in the doorway, watching him go.
Nika, I'm so sorry about Gordon. If there's anything that I can do...
I need your help. And I need you to keep it a secret.
Why?
Because you're new. And I know I can't trust anyone else now, so... You're all I have.
I don't know what to say to that.
Well, maybe in a few hours we'll be safe and sound. Or maybe we'll be falling out of the sky. But we have work to do before either of those things happen, and we don't have time for hesitation.
Okay, what do you need?
Your key. In exchange, I'll give you mine.
I don't want your key. What do you need mine for?
I want to open an American logbox.
Which one?
Does it matter?
It depends.
Kira feels around her pants.
It's gone. I lost it.
It's gone. I lost it. I don't have the key.
I'm not lying. I lost it. It's not here.
Did the Americans give you orders to kill us?
I don't know anything about that.
You know, you're not the only bioengineer on board.
Alexei?
Do you know what he's working with?
Advanced compounds of Prussian blue and potassium iodine. A treatment for radiation sickness.
With what seems to be going on down there, I think it's the most valuable thing we have on board. Much more than the fibers. Maybe that's why we're in this mess. Right now, it's a treatment. But if there truly is a war down there, whoever has the treatment gets to decide who gets saved.
I don't know what you want me to do. They didn't tell us anything.
You sure?
Gordon never got through. I'm positive.
Nika looks her up and down. She steps away. Kira squeezes her eyes shut.
They told us.
Sighing, she licks her lips.
They told us to take the ISS.
Nico returns to the doorway.
By any means necessary.
Понятно. We received the same orders.
Kira eyes her pointedly.
So, Gordon.
Yes, I never thought Nikolai and Alexei were capable of doing something so severe. But now we both know different. That means they can do worse, too.
Kira's eyes glisten with tears.
Well, if that's true, then I'm gonna help you.
I was praying you would say that. I will create a distraction. That's why I need your key. You go to your lab, use my key on Alexei's lockbox. He keeps his notes inside it. You'll need them. But more important are the samples stored in Node Zero. The ones you're looking for have red labels. Take it with you in the Soyuz. You are leaving.
Wait, what?
You're leaving.
No.
Take
no.
the samples back to Earth on the Soyuz.
No,
yes.
Nika, I can't
please,
do that.
Please, Kira, go. It has to be you.
Why? Why does it have to be you?
You just told me the truth, which means you trust me. So I trust you,
Nika. I cannot do this without guidance here.
You know more than you think you do.
No. If I don't have guidance from the ground, it doesn't matter. I won't make it.
Well, up here, you. We're still falling, Kira. At least this way you have a chance of saving some people. Please, Kira. Please, Kira, go. This is the only chance to make all of it. To make any of this worth it.
But what about the rest of you?
We can still figure it out. Your job is more important now. This will save lives. Do you understand what you need to do?
Yes.
Repeat it.
Lockbox Node Zero. Red labels.
They exchange keys.
Move fast.
Kira straightens, and her Russian counterpart propels herself down the corridor. Nika stops by a clear, upright chamber filled with equipment. She shuts her eyes and takes a hard swallow. Turning a key in a lock, she lifts the chamber's door. She grabs a pistol-grip blowtorch from among the various devices. Now seen in black and white, she floats along a corridor. She pauses, facing a wall, and steadies herself. Reaching up near some gauges and tubing, she turns a valve. As she grips the valve, staring intently, a figure approaches down the corridor. Nika appears in a black and white feed.
What are you doing?
She turns to face Nikolai. Don't you get it? We're scientists. We're not dogs. Nikolai draws closer. But if it's this easy to forget, what's the difference?
Veronica, that's pure oxygen in those vents. If you activate that, you'll torch the whole station. Leosha, get in here. I understand it's hard for you now. I know what you're going through. But we can still talk about this, can't we?
Alexei arrives, standing behind Nikolai.
Listen to me, brother.
Nika,
don't do this.
You don't know what I want. Gordon knew. Now I know. Nika grabs a wrench from the wall. Stay away.
You're going to get us all killed.
Stay away. In the lab module, Kira slides open Alexei's lockbox.
What are you doing?
Christian. I need your help, and I don't have time to explain everything.
Okay, what?
There's a cure in Node Zero. It's for radiation sickness.
I'd love to help you, but...
I need to find it, and I need your help as fast as you can. You don't understand. Just
Kira,
need to...
there is no Node Zero.
Kira and Christian exchange a long look before she averts her gaze.
She lied.
Who?
Veronica, she lied. She played me. We gotta go, now. We have to find her now. Come on!
Meanwhile, Alexei stands facing Nika, who wields the wrench.
Listen to me.
Listen.
Why should I?
The important thing is that we stick together.
Nika shifts her cagey gaze from Alexei to Nikolai, then back again.
Talk to me about your sister. Her children.
Maxim.
And Elena.
Nika smiles and nods.
Don't do this. Think about them.
I am doing this for them.
Nika?
Stay away. Nika holds up the blowtorch. Meanwhile, Christian follows Kira down a passageway.
I understand if I ended our friendship today. But I don't believe you want to hurt anyone.
Glancing off, Alexei spots Christian and Kira in the entryway.
Are you sure?
We can still resolve things peacefully.
Lyosha.
Nika.
You were always a good friend. Nika gazes past his shoulder. But I don't believe any of that. She chuckles wryly.
Nika.
Nika.
As Alexei approaches, she flings the wrench at him.
Get back!
Lyosha, I'm so sorry.
Lyosha!
Christian brings a canister down on Nika's head. Alexei and Nikolai gawk.
She was gonna blow up the station. We could have died. You all saw that!
I just saved you!
Just hold her hand!
The others support Nika.
We gotta go.
Nika!
Nika, here, we gotta go now!
Kira follows Christian away.
Nika, come on, wake up! Nika, wake up, wake up! Lyosha, get her out of here. We have to get her out of here.
Cradling Nika from behind, Alexei lifts his frantic gaze while her hand hangs limp. Elsewhere.
We need to stay close because they're gonna need us. Christian, are you here listening to me? Where are we going?
Leonardo. Garbage and storage. It's our best bet to hide until the radios come back online. Gonna be about 9 hours.
No. Christian?
A view lingers on a module stacked with bundles of stored material. A black and white feed shows Alexei and Nikolai with their heads bowed near a motionless Nika.
Look, I know that what you're saying is true, but there's still a chance that we could save her, okay? We have to try.
Listen to me. She's not gonna make it.
We don't know that yet.
No, I do, because I felt the back of her skull cave in, okay? And then there was,
Christian hangs his head as he begins to choke up.
There was something about it, and I could just tell. And she was being crazy, right? You saw that.
No, I.
And she lied to you. Why else would she have wanted your key so badly if she didn't want to destroy the station? That's what she asked for. Wasn't
she it? Said she was just going to create a distraction.
A distraction for you to do what? Look, Kira, if you want to be alone in all this, I need to know, okay? Because I want to get home, and I want to see my girls. I want to live. So I just... I need you to stay here with me, okay?
Okay.
Elsewhere, Nika lies still, strapped to a table. As Alexei gently pats her body, Nikolai kisses a medallion hanging from his neck.
I'm finishing this. What does that mean? You know what it means. You're not a murderer. Don't be an idiot. I'm trying to save lives here. These people killed our friend.
Yet.
No. We killed our friend.
Under Alexei's stare, Nikolai turns away.
You know, Lyosha, there's a word for that.
Ko.
What?
Dolk.
Duty.
Nikolai grabs a screwdriver affixed to a wall.
The
you
He puts a hand on Alexei's shoulder.
This ancestral
are a good son of your country.
Since I want
a son of your people.
Хороший сын.
A good son.
Ты мой брат.
You're my brother.
He strokes Alexei's hair.
Remember that.
Nikolai claps a hand to his shoulder while stepping past.
Nikolai.
Alexei whips around.
Nikolai!
A tilted view rights itself as Nikolai floats along a corridor, screwdriver in hand. Back in the module, Alexei leans over Nika's lifeless body, caressing her cheek. He crumples, head to her chest, and his hand gripping her shoulder. In an entryway, Nikolai checks over his shoulder. He propels himself forward, pausing as he grips a pair of grab bars. A view glides through a node, its walls lined with equipment. Seen from space, the ISS hovers over the Earth, the planet's surface bathed in a fiery orange glow. Hand braced on a bar, Alexei searches the control module. Feeling around, he discovers a bottle of clear liquor. Now, seen upside down, he sips the vodka through a straw. He straightens out, still slurping from the bottle. One arm crossed over his chest, he takes the straw from his mouth. His gaze drifts across the room to Nikolai's vacant workstation. His absent expression grows more intent. He lowers his arms and floats toward the monitors. As he reaches over, the view switches to frame him in a black and white feed. He peers at a screen, displaying an angle of the mechanical arm.
Gordon. Gordon.
Lips parted and his brow deeply furrowed, he stares.
Gordon.
He bows his head and his hand slips from the monitor. Then he checks over his shoulder. He looks in the opposite direction, his expression solemn, then returns his attention to the screen.
Kira!
In the Leonardo module, Kira and Christian peek out fearfully from behind cover of the storage materials. In the control module, Alexei studies the screen.
Gordon.
He types on the keyboard. Eyes locked on the monitor, he grips the same joystick and small control used by Nikolai. As he moves the joystick ever so slightly, he peers through narrowed eyes. Seen from space, the station floats above Earth. A closer view shows the mechanical arm swiveling toward a tiny figure clinging to a solar array. A bird's eye view shows the figure clad in a white spacesuit as Alexei stares at the monitor.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Come on. Come on.
Gordon.
Outside, Gordon inches his way along the array toward the incoming mechanical arm. He cautiously swings his legs around the apparatus, holding on with one hand. Letting go of his handhold, he straddles the boxy component, and the arm starts to pull back. Aboard the ISS, Nikolai arrives at the Leonardo module. As he searches through the piles of junk, Christian peers out from the clutter. Nikolai moves a tied bag aside, then begins wading into the stacks of refuse. Christian produces his puzzle cube and tosses it out into the corridor. Nikolai stops and looks over his shoulder, then propels himself into the corridor. He searches his surroundings alertly. Nikolai continues on. Meanwhile, Kira floats out from hiding. Pushing off between the stacks of junk, she glides ahead. She glances back for a moment, then turns and comes face to face with Alexei. They share a long look, then he shoots a glance behind him. He grips Kira by the arm and leads her off. She steps from view. Alexei approaches a partly open hatchway, Nikolai's legs visible through the opening. He knocks on the doorframe.
Found anyone?
I got the sound.
What do you think?
Is there anybody here? Alexei just informed me that Veronica is alive. We were able to stop the bleeding and, she's asleep in her sleeping pod. When she gets better, we should all get together and then think about how we can resolve this peacefully.
Nikolai. Хватит уже.
It's a nasty concussion, but it's nothing we cannot control. So, what do you say?
Brother.
Nikolai pivots to face Alexei, who shakes his head.
Стой.
They look each other in the eye. Nikolai turns to find the puzzle cube floating over.
Нет.
Нет.
He returns to the storage room and pulls Christian from his hiding place. Nikolai elbows Alexei away. Kira propels herself over and charges Nikolai. As Kira drifts past Christian, Nikolai seizes her by the legs, then puts her in a chokehold. Wielding an electric drill, Gordon floats over and pummels Nikolai, dropping him.
No, Gordon! Shoot us!
Christian lays a hand on Gordon's shoulder.
Where's Veronica?
Kira's hand brushes his back.
Where's Veronica?
You're bullshitting.
She's gone.
Kira clings to Gordon, restraining him.
Just tell me where she is.
As Nikolai stirs, Gordon joins him in a corridor.
Don't you delay.
He closes the door and bolts it shut. He straightens, gripping the drill. Nikolai stands across from him. Gordon lunges, but Nikolai holds him fast. Gordon breaks free. Alexei observes through a window.
No!
Christian and Kira grab power tools fastened to a wall. Nikolai lunges at Gordon and shoves him back. The drill sails from his hand. As they scuffle, Nikolai headbutts his bow. Alexei pounds on the door.
Come on.
Kira and Christian join him with the power tools. As Gordon charges, Nikolai seizes him and slugs him in the jaw. He tumbles away from his bow. Kira continues to work on the door. Holding the drill, Nikolai confronts a charging Gordon. Gordon grips Nikolai's wrist, the rotating drill bit mere inches from his midsection. While Alexei works on the door, Nikolai holds Gordon in a tight clinch and thrusts. Gordon's jaw hangs open in agony. The whirring drill impales Gordon's torso. Reaching into his foe's pocket, Gordon grabs the screwdriver. He stabs Nikolai in the side of the neck, then plunges the blade through to the handle. Nikolai's eyes close. Gordon trembles, still gripping the tool handle as droplets of blood drift up. The drill floats away from Nikolai's limp grasp. Gordon closes his eyes, the two foes still clinging to one another. Seen from a distance, their embracing bodies float weightlessly, with their feet just off the floor.
Come on!
Alexei continues to drill. In the corridor, the lifeless, entwined combatants turn in slow circles, heads resting on each other's shoulders. Alexei and Kira slide the door open. She hurries forward while he hangs back, panting. From his perspective, the corridor beyond appears like a glare of white light. He takes a few ragged breaths before his head slumps to his chest. Alexei stares dazedly. Later, a top-down view shows the three survivors leaning over Nikolai's prone body between two sleeping bag-wrapped bodies. He lies in repose, eyes shut, and hands crossed at his midsection. Reaching down, Alexei drapes a sleeping bag flap over Nikolai, tucking it snugly in place. Later, the three surviving crewmates find themselves alone in a module. Christian sits, staring numbly. Kira hunkers over some equipment, her head slumped. Alexei hovers with an arm wrapped around himself. Later, Alexei opens the door to his sleep station. He hesitates before slipping inside. As he shuts the door, Christian enters his quarters. He closes the door and leans against it, heaving a sigh. Eyes shut, he nods to himself. In her sleep station, Kira braces a hand against a wall and squeezes her eyes shut. Her face appears in a blurry profile, while the rocket lanyard floats in sharp focus nearby. A rotating view of Earth through the cupola shows a molten sheen covering the planet's surface. In black and white, glimpses show various areas of the station, including the common room, where the artificial candles glow atop the table. Kira pops her head out from her sleep station, then heads down the corridor. She passes a whirring fan, then banks of equipment further down the passage. Seen from space, the ISS hovers over the ravaged Earth. Wearing a headset, Kira logs into a computer. On screen, red arrows pulse beneath a graphic of the space station, accompanied by the message, altitude warning, alarm. Kira shuts her eyes and tightens her lips. Later, she creeps along a corridor, shooting a glance behind her before pressing on. She stops before a passageway, then turns around. She stares at text in English and Russian above a closed door.
No, Zero. Oh my God.
She draws closer and sets a hand above the doorway.
She wasn't lying.
She heads back down the corridor, passing banks of equipment on her way to the sleep stations.
Christian! Christian! There is a Node Zero. Why didn't you tell me? Christian!
She shoulders his door open.
Oh my God.
She spies a container of red sample vials.
A Soyuz.
An empty spacesuit rests nearby.
You're leaving without us.
Kira lingers in the doorway as the fan whirs behind her. She whips around, eyes darting, and nervously touches her ear. The fan blades slow.
Oh my God.
Kira hurries off, then the blades go still. In another node, Christian stands at a work table topped with condiment bottles. He looks over to see Kira, while Alexei stands in a corner.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just a headache.
Christian nods. Her gaze falls on Alexei, who turns away.
You know, I was thinking, what happened up here is nothing short of tragic, don't get me wrong.
Christian spreads mustard on a tortilla.
I wonder if there isn't a silver lining to all this. I mean, think about it. We're gonna be heroes when we get back home. Or did you want to be the only one?
He reaches forward to set down a chef's knife.
So you think we'll make it home?
Depends on if you leave some room in the Soyuz for us this time.
Christian fixes Kira with a probing gaze. Alexei bows his head.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? What am I talking about?
That you would be the hero with the cure while the rest of us fall out of the sky.
That Veronica's idea? Leaving me here?
No man left behind mean anything to you, Kieran?
What are you talking about?
It's okay. No hard feelings.
Christian holds a plastic pouch.
You know, for what it's worth, I'm glad that you're still here.
He gazes coolly at Kira, then resumes preparing his sandwich. As Alexei turns to catch Kira's eye, she taps her ear and points up above her. He eyes a vent in the ceiling. With a furrowed brow, he glances at Kira, then averts his gaze. Alexei discreetly slips past Christian, who half turns. As Kira looks on watchfully, Alexei stops before an MP3 player mounted on a holder. He powers the device down. He looks toward Kira. Lips pursed, Christian gazes at the ceiling. Alexei returns to his computer terminal.
Christian, what you making?
Sandwich. I'm not really hungry, but I just realized I haven't eaten in like a day, so. Do you want one?
Yeah, I'll make it myself.
As she approaches, he grabs the chef's knife and holds onto it. He twitches a smile at Kira before setting the knife out of reach. Kira bites her lip. She picks up a mayonnaise jar and thumps the lid on the table's edge. Christian faces her. Alexei turns, locking eyes with Kira. Noticing the exchange, Christian picks up a bottle of chili sauce. Alexei and Kira face away from one another. She sneaks a glance at Christian, who resumes prepping his food.
Do you mind?
She reaches across the table.
There's some plastic knives in that bag right there.
That one'll do just fine.
As she stares his way, Christian's mouth curls into a smile. He picks up the knife.
I'm sorry. My head's all over the place today.
He sets it down closer to Kira.
Hey, Alexei.
Would you mind giving Dr. Foster and me a moment in private? There's something she feels she needs to tell me. No offense.
Kira closes her eyes. Alexei passes behind her on his way to the exit. She glances over. The important thing is that we stick together. Christian stares off cagily. Alexei turns around in the doorway. The important thing is that we stick together.
Alexei,
a moment, please.
Christian's eyes dart from Kira to Alexei.
I froze the life support, but I can fix it. I know how to reverse the process.
Alexei shifts his gaze between his two crewmates. Kira swallows a lump in her throat.
So do I.
Christian works his jaw, stealing a glance at the table. Kira looks down at the knife lying between them. They share a look, then go for the knife, Christian sliding it from under her hand. Kira shoves him away. As he lunges, Alexei intercedes, the blade impaling his palm.
Christian!
Grimacing in agony, Alexei manages to turn Christian toward Kira. From behind, she wraps the strap of the rocket lanyard around Christian's neck and pulls downward. Alexei clings to Christian as drops of blood float weightlessly up from his wound. Christian's spasming hand opens and closes as he struggles to reach for the lanyard. A black and white view frames the trio, then Alexei lets out a wail. Back to back with Christian, Kira maintains her tight grip on the strap. Christian stares, rigid and unblinking. Alexei blinks, face pressed to Christian's midsection. Kira's eyes glaze over as she stares numbly. A view down the corridor frames the entwined trio as still as statues. Cut to black. Now, a perspective glides over the top of the ISS, which circles the terrestrial hellscape. In a module on board, Alexei winces.
Sorry.
Kira winds a roll of medical tape around his wounded hand. He keeps a tight grip on the strap with his uninjured hand. Later, with Kira hovering over his shoulder, he powers up a fan in a corridor. His chin drops to his chest, then he glances at the whirring blades. Later still, in the lab module, Kira peers at two mice in the glass enclosure. Alexei studies a red sample vial bearing a white label. Kira opens the enclosure. She reaches inside as the mice cling to a dangling strip of netting.
Is this you? You put this here for them.
Good. To have something to hold on to.
Kira turns to meet his earnest gaze and swallows a lump in her throat. Tearing up, she returns her attention to the mice. In another module, text on a computer screen reads, sending, then transmission sent. Another message scrolls on screen, reboosting. Numbers for a heading and course angle shift above an icon of the station. Standing in the cupola with Alexei, Kira scrutinizes him tentatively. He turns to her, the pair sharing a long look. They face away from each other, the swirling atmosphere of Earth visible in the cupola's glass. Cut to black. Now, fragmented views show glimpses of vacant areas of the ship. In the common room, a string of lights surrounds the chessboard mounted to the wall. In space, the sun peeks out from behind the ISS as it floats through the black void of space. On the emergency transmission system, the blue receiving transmission lights pulse. A message on a nearby computer screen reads, "Commander Barrett, please respond." On the Russian system, red indicator lights pulse as a message appears on the laptop screen. On the American screen, a query reads, "Have you completed your objective?" Now, the round hatchway of the Soyuz rocket seals in place, with Kira and Alexei on board. The rocket uncouples itself from the station.
Please provide the names of all crew on board immediately. We are standing by to assist any Americans on board. Copy.
Alexei lowers a rod to a button, depressing it.
Kira, where are we going?
Kira eyes the station through a porthole.
I don't know.
The cosmonaut and the astronaut sit side by side in the cramped space. A jerky view frames an uncertain expression in Kira's eyes. The rocket plummets away from the station on its way toward Earth. Bypassing the hellish landscape covering half the globe, the rocket heads for a stretch of swirling cloud cover over blue water. Cut to black. Titles appear. ISS. Directed by Gabriella Copperthwaite. Written by Nick Shafir. Produced by Mickey Liddell, PGA. Pete Chalaman, PGA. Executive Producers, Jacob Yacob, Joseph Yacob, Merdad Haydari. Executive producers, Michael Glassman, Allison Semenza King. Director of photography, Nick Remy Matthews. Production designer, Jeff Wallace. Film editors, Colin Patton, Richard Mittler. Visual effects supervisor, Chris Ledoux. Costume designer, Robbie McKeithen. Music by Ann Nikitin. Music supervisor, Liz Gallagher. Casting by Joseph Middleton, CSA. Ariana DeBose. Chris Messina. John Gallagher Jr. Masha Mashkova. Costa Ronan. And Pilou Asbeck. A Liddell Entertainment production. A Gabriella Copperthwaite film. In memory of Christian Fletcher and Evgenia Brick. Credits roll. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Copyright 2022, Skybase LLC. All rights reserved. This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding by Bleecker Street Media. Voice by Aaron Mixon and Jedediah Barton. A logo, LD Entertainment.